Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Monday, December 11th, the talk of the town. Luke 1, 57 through 66. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. A skilled writer, led by the Holy Spirit, Luke expertly sets the stage for Zechariah's famous prophesying by first recounting the moments of John's birth. In this passage, we discover a vital detail that may easily escape our notice, a detail that gently reminds us to whom we're to go tell it. News traveled fast through the hill country of Judea, especially the celebratory news of a miraculous baby born to the elderly Zechariah and Elizabeth. As their neighbors and relatives, verse 58 says, got word that the miracle baby had finally come, it was they, their community, who rejoiced together with the elated new parents. When Zechariah's mute tongue was suddenly loosed, it was once again their community of neighbors who were humbly fearful. Verse 65 tells us, at the ongoing, unexplainable phenomena surrounding the now 8 days old child, it had become the talk of the town. It was that same community of neighbors and relatives to whom Zechariah prophesied as he rightly celebrated John's birth and with hope anticipated an even more miraculous child soon to be born, looking around for someone to whom he could report all these marvelous things God was doing. His community was the obvious and only target audience. Regrettably, our culture at large has long since ventured away from living in authentic, close-knit community. We could blame that on the advent of television many decades ago, when something to watch and listen to replaced our need for someone to interact with. Or we could lay the blame on air conditioning. In the oppressive heat of Texas summers, generations past spent more time outside than in, visiting with a community of neighbors, until the refreshing, cool, conditioned air charmed them back within the secluded walls of their own homes. The paradigm-shifting development of the internet is another candidate, with its downline of community killers like social media and mobile phone screens that steal our attention from faces. I could logically blame any or all of these, but the real community killer is actually me. Outside of the gathered church body, intentionally pursuing deep, transparent relationships with neighbors is hard and intimidating and uncomfortable for me. Engaging community inherently demands the giving of myself to others. Oh, but my selfish heart is bent away from such sacrifice. And yet, like Zechariah's timely words of praise show us, community is ground zero for sharing God's truth with others. Our community, neighbors, family, friends, co-workers, classmates, is where the gospel conversations are to happen and flourish. Spoiler alert, be on the watch for First Hurst's primary emphasis for 2024, biblical community. Together, led by God's Word and His Spirit, we'll get better at this. In the meantime, let's do what Zechariah did. Let's look around for someone in our community to whom we can report all the marvelous things that God is doing. This Christmas, may God's grace and salvation made available through a miraculously born baby become the talk of the town. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.